Rodeos podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
What a voice, Casey Musgraves. High time. Wonder what she got on her music report cards. That'd be interesting to see. Well, someone's come out with a photo recently with a C on their report card saying, could do better. And that person in year eight was my father. How you going, Dad?
I'm very well, son. And g'day, Ian. How are you going?
Troy, we're good. Thanks, mate.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about where you found this and what's the go?
Well, look, because we're sort of doing a bit of renovating here, I was going through some old boxes and it's just nice to look through photos. But in amongst the photos were a couple of really crook reports. Now, I thought I was okay at school. And I told you kids that your mother and I did quite well at school. But now it's making a complete liar of us because I've got a couple more quotes that I thought I'd share with your listeners. One of them says, Troy has a tendency to dream during class.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's where Dream Out Loud came out of that
dream
one.
Dream Out Loud, yeah, gotcha.
And then there was Troy could do so much better if he applied himself.
Oh, now, I think that's a pretty good representation of what my report card said. I think there's the apple's not falling far from the tree, yeah. So to speak.
There was one about disrupting others. Now, Clay, I know you've had plenty of those.
But
the one that really got me was, this was in, we had a social studies man in society. Troy has the potential to do better, but is let down by his complacency.
These are great.
You know, now I had an incredible teacher that I've run into in the last maybe 10 years where we live here in Brizzy, and he was really, really good because he got me into poetry. And I have to say, thanks to John Munro, he was from Canada. Mm. And he used to wear these lumberjack sort of shirts, and he dressed like he was still in Canada, actually.
Yeah.
And we nicknamed him Jack, as in lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, right.
And Jack stuck. So he sort of actually embraced the nickname, you know. Anyway, he got us to read To Kill a Mockingbird, and that's where your sister Jem got her name from.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sort of made us enjoy the written word. And then years later after school, I got to catch up with him a couple of times and to thank him for the effort he put into pulling us into line with poetry and stuff. And then he gave me a book one day at one of my first gigs. It was at my album launch, and it said it was a version of To Kill a Mockingbird. And in the front of it, it said, "Dear Troy, I'm so glad you got to appreciate the written word through my class. Best regards, Jack."
He called himself Jack.
And I'll never, ever forget it. But John Munro, you know, if he's still teaching in Brisbane, was a big influence on a lot of us when it came to having the courage to stand up and read poetry. So there was some good. I couldn't find any of Jack's reports, but I can tell you he was always glowing with the way we'd write poetry and get right into it. I loved it. And that's where songwriting starts.
Isn't it funny how you get entrance, but one thing, you know, you can go all the, you know, the subjects and things, you're no good at anything, or, you know, you don't apply yourself. Then one thing will come along and just, you know, it'll all click, it'll all fall into place, and then, you know, all that potential's unlocked then.
It sure is. And I must say, you can't let some of these things define you or affect you because, you know, on the way through, I mean, it was water off a duck's back with me. I mean, I didn't like Clay. It's very genetic that we don't sweat anything, you know.
I've noticed that.
So I looked at that report card probably, you know, on the year and I thought to myself, so what?
I love it.
So I'm no good at music and I don't play the recorder very well, but look, the recorder was the main instrument for the year.
Yeah.
And the old brother used to sit us down and we'd play Three Blind Mice or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And then, you know, that's why, that's, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think the scorecard was so low.
Yeah, blame the recorder. Yeah.
Ian brought it up a couple of days ago, you know.
That was all our music class was, just playing the recorder.
And,
yeah.
And but you're doing something creative at school and then people ask you this question of, so what are you going to do about money? And it's like, and then later on down the track, you do a voiceover for what, like a couple grand, and people go, "Well, hang on a second,
And then why are you getting so much money for that?
Why are you getting so much money for that?"
Yeah,
so in school, they're wondering what's going to make you money, and then when you're out of school and you're doing it, and that's your job, and then they're almost jealous, and it's like, Well, it was there the whole time, and it's the same thing goes for creating artwork. And
yeah, but fortunately now, like, the attitudes have changed. At least now you can, you know, creative arts is such a big part of curriculums now. I mean, at least you can, you know, you can tap into that side. And,
yeah. No, you're right, Ian. I mean, and also going to a Catholic school, when I first started Year 7 in New South Wales, the first thing the Year 8 fellas said to us, well, I hope you're good at maths and I hope you're good at football, because that's about all these fellas care about here. You know? And we used to love
darkness,
playing footy.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, right. And as soon as my cousin said that to me, we were laughing about it. You know, there was crickets in the background because I didn't care for maths, but I loved a bit of footy.
Yeah.
But the rest of it sort of went to hell in a handbag because, you know, I didn't really think much of school for a long while. But certain teachers, like there was one guy who did our maths as well, he actually would play piano for us at the end of our maths class, and he'd play Flame Trees and all these beautiful things. And I said to him later on in an airport lounge, I said, Mr. Hadjar, I can't believe you used to play us music for the last, like, quarter of our class. He said, well, you kids weren't listening to anything else. Yeah. He said, I just played the piano. And he said, I knew I could get your attention. And that was the best 15 minutes of the class, you know. Yeah.
Coolest stuff. Thank you so much, Dad, for explaining yourself.
Yeah. No worries. I've just thought if I post any more, you'll understand why they're so bad now.
I love it.
Well, good you come clean. I think that's good.
You've got to fess up.
Absolutely.